Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hitler.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. Got so much wrestling to watch tonight, man. Let's get right into this, Larson. What's in the news?
Got some sad news to start. During the course of this week, you know, we heard about Shad Gaspard going missing while swimming off Venice Beach. Sadly, this morning, his body was discovered. This is from KTLA. Quote, a body discovered early Wednesday morning along Venice Beach has been identified by authorities as that of former WWE star Shad Gaspard, who disappeared while swimming in the ocean Sunday. Officers were notified of the discovery just before 1:30 a.m. by a citizen who reported finding a body near 27th Avenue and an oceanfront walk. And the LAPD stated in a news release, police held a news conference early Wednesday morning to announce the discovery, but not initially identify the person. An investigator from the L.A. County Coroner's Office later identified the body as Gaspard's and notified next of kin, the news release stated.
So this was, once, you know, when they, the Coast Guard had sort of called the search off, even the initial report, seemed pretty grim in mm-hmm. terms of his odds of, being found alive. Mm-hmm. This is pretty sad. I imagine the family probably, you know, pretty devastated, but at least they will have the closure of having the body and having a proper burial and, mm-hmm. and, you know, knowing, you know, for sure that this is the case as opposed to, you know, him being lost out at sea. Mm-hmm. That's small consolation, but there is at least that. Of course, the wrestling community has been pouring their hearts out over Twitter. And, you know, obviously our hearts go out to the family of Shad Gaspard.
Really sad.
Yeah. Moving on, Ember Moon, more kind of bad news here for her, is saying that her injury could be potentially career threatening. On last night's WWE backstage, Ember Moon, who's recuperating from an Achilles injury, mentions that the injury may bring her in-ring career to an end. She said this, the more and more I sit back and look at everything I've done and what I would redo, I think more about my injury currently and realizing that I may have a career ending injury. I'm coming back from the hardest injury, and I might not have a chance to redeem myself of all the things that I wanted to do and all the things that I wanted to do in my future. It's so hard to think back and regret when I try to look forward.
Yeah, she was very reflective on backstage last night, near as I could tell, talking about how so many things that she wanted to accomplish during the course of her career haven't had that opportunity to do, which brought about the severity of her injury was such that it might be tough to come back from it.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer because she's fantastic.
No, she's really terrific, and she was utilized pretty well in NXT, but I even kind of feel like even though she did have the women's championship there, I kind of feel like coming in, she had a tough act to follow with Asuka, mm-hmm. And they never really wanted to pull the trigger on her sort of passing the torch properly or having the torch passed to her properly when they had Asuka go undefeated there and then just have her vacate the title. And even though there was sort of a symbolic passing of the torch with the hug in the middle of the ring during her vacation ceremony, I guess it would be. Yeah, and then she got called up to Maine, and, you know, the last time we saw her, I think she was chasing the 24-7 title around.
That's how she got hurt.
She
tore her Achilles while doing that.
I'm hoping, hopefully, maybe this is way too much to ask. Maybe she's the hacker and this is a work. Maybe this is some misdirection. That's me being, you know, hopeful.
Optimistic, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah. You know, but if this is true, that's sad. Maybe she's looking around. Maybe she's like, hey, all these wrestlers are getting on Twitch. I like video games. I can do Twitch. Maybe it looks like the sun is literally just going down on you right now.
It is. That's one of the problems, but like this time of day. Like,
yeah, it just disappears behind a cloud.
But it's pretty clear here. I don't know where this cloud's at.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird.
I don't know. Eclipse happening.
So yeah, that if that's true, that's really sad. Hopefully, you know, she'll find whatever she's looking for, as well. Mm-hmm. She's been wrestling for, I think, a long time. I don't know what year she debuted, but I know she was cutting up on the indie scene for quite a while.
Yeah, well, she was trained by
Booker T.
I think she's from the Houston area. Had spent some time in Reality of Wrestling, I believe.
13 years she debuted apparently in 2007, if Wikipedia is to be believed. 31 years, that's young. 31, she's only 31. Mm-hmm. Man, wow. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Your lighting is just hilarious right now.
Well, it is right now, because I suppose I could change everything.
No. It's fine. It's like it was like a movie or something. All of a sudden, the clouds came in, even though there's no clouds. Moving on with this clown. This absolute clown. We're going to talk about Dark Side of the Ring, the very sad Dark Side of the Ring, coming up on Sunday, probably.
Usually, yeah.
Vince McMahon. He's like totally the villain in every one of these episodes. He's like this real weird background Thanos type villain in every Dark Side of the Ring. And now he's up to his shenanigans again.
Yeah.
What's going on here, man?
This is something else. It's kind of hard to wrap your mind around, but I'm going to try to make sense of it so I can make sense of it.
Yeah.
So The Athletic is reporting that XFL creditors believe that Vince is, quote, trying to buy his own XFL at a Delaware bankruptcy court. The report also states that XFL president, was the name Jeffrey, I didn't write it down here for some reason, Jeffrey Pollock, has reached out to venues in St. Louis and Seattle about reinstating their lease agreements. Now you got to ask yourself, because I asked myself, why do creditors think Vince might be trying to buy back his own league? Well, apparently there's a proposal amongst the bankruptcy stuff that says somebody is going to pay $3.5 million in refunds to season ticket holders, but the creditors are stating that this payment is, quote, being sought to further the efforts of the debtor's controlling equity holder / secured lender, Vince McMahon, to acquire the debtor at a fire sale price. So I guess the idea is, like, if Vince pays this, settle that debt, then somehow he has he could get the league or something. I don't know exactly how it works.
So he spent his own money to form Alpha Entertainment.
Yes. And then restarted the XFL. Yes.
Which then restarted the XFL, filed bankruptcy so that Vince wouldn't be personally liable for that.
For the debts, yes.
And now when
the XFL, yes.
It goes into bankruptcy, which is usually where people can come in and buy the assets to pay the creditors.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people trying to come in to buy the asset of the XFL is Vince McMahon himself.
Correct. That's what it seems like. That's what creditors seem to think.
This is a scheme as asinine as I've heard. I didn't know. Like, there's got to be some. Because here's the thing.
You'd think there'd be some sort of legal apparatus in place that would be sure that a person could start an LLC, start a business. That business goes to bankruptcy. That person then can't dissolve the previous company and come in and buy the assets of that company that he just went bankrupt, that he owned, at a fire sale price. Doesn't seem like that should be legal, but then there's a lot of things going on in the financial world that seems to me, in my little old brain, seems like should be illegal, and apparently it's totally fine to do.
Well, we learn about a lot of illegal things just researching Vince McMahon in general. we learn about a lot of shady practices that, you know, probably that probably go on. You know, it's like when all eyes were on him, all eyes were on him for, like, you know, shoveling a bunch of money into, you know, the pockets of the Florida of the GOP. And then the Florida governor, who's, you know, a Republican, deems the WWE an essential business. It's like, this kind of stuff, I think, happens all the time. I wonder if this is the kind of thing that happens all the time, but we're just not aware of it because we don't study business entirely in
possible.
General.
Entirely possible. I mean, my understanding, there's a lot of businesses out there whose whole goal is to buy a business, extract whatever money they can out of business, and send it to bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to be a common, relatively common business practice going around.
Yeah, yeah. You see that most commonly with stuff like Toys R Us, for example. They were purchased by a big company of some sort, and
they just suck all the money out of it. Like, oh, we got no more money, bankrupt.
Gut it and bankrupted. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting. I mean, I guess, you know, if we're going to keep our eyes on this, it'll be an interesting lesson on if that kind of stuff is legal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's been plenty of other billionaires who have started up companies, formed LLCs to start a company. That company bails. Or that company tanks, and then, I mean, maybe
they circle back around to buy up all the assets.
Well,
I
wonder how often it is that would happen, where the person who's financing it would want the assets. The XFL seems to be the kind of thing that Vince,
Vince would want.
it's yeah, exactly. It's like near and dear to his heart. Maybe,
yeah.
You know, he thinks of it as his. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. This is going to be just something interesting to follow. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's fascinating stuff. You know, he owned 80% of Alpha Entertainment. The other 20% was owned by the WWE.
So we can theoretically turn Going In Raw into its own company, into like an LLC, which we probably should do anyways. Rack up debt, massive, bankrupt it. We're fine, and then we go back and just buy it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we don't have to do anything.
Anyways, speaking of doing something, we got a lot of wrestling to watch the next 24 hours.
Let's kick
things off with this NXT preview. Karrion Kross and Scarlett to kick off NXT tonight. I'm guessing there's going to be some talking.
Nice. Maybe live sex show. Rhea Ripley takes on Io Shirai with her eyes on her former championship. I'm guessing that Charlotte is going to come in and wonk this particular finish, and we're going to get a triple threat there at the takeover.
A takeover in your house.
Yeah.
Roderick Strong looks to take out Dexter Lumis.
Ooh, I'm looking to have that new intro done with Dexter Lumis and Putty.
Nice.
Kushida faces Drake Maverick to close out Group A in the interim NXT Cruiserweight title tournament.
Who you got winning this one?
It's going to be heartbreaking. It's going to be Kushida. They did like a whole video package for Drake, and that's got to be it for him. That's got to be it.
Yeah, they really milked that, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
El Hijo del Fantasma collide with Akira Tozawa to determine the Group B winner.
What's Akira's record right now?
I believe they're both 1-1.
Okay, Fantasma's going to win that then. After that, we've got AEW. Actually, I should say preceding that, because we both watch that live, and then we do our podcast on the Twitch at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. So check that out tonight. It's a go home to Double or Nothing. And in fact, on Friendo Club TV today, we fantasy book the worst possible Double or Nothing. I can't wait to see that. You can get there at patreon.com/Steven Larson by becoming a Twitch sub, or by joining us on the YouTube as a channel member. Click the join button. Tonight, Mox is taking on the number 10. AEW's like Sesame Street now. The number 10.
Sammy Guevara taking on Matt Hardy. That should be good.
Arn Anderson and Jake the Snake Roberts, they go face-to-face in an interview. This is probably going to be segment of the night.
Oh,
this
is probably going to be great, man.
Almost definitely going to be segment
top-notch
of the
stuff.
Night.
Orange Cassidy versus Rey Fénix.
I wonder, how's Orange Cassidy's head? Did he find it after it was kicked off?
Well, did he find it? Then he put it back on.
Yeah, right? And then finally, Nyla Rose and Britt Baker take on Hikaru Shida and Statlander, the alien. So that'll be fun. Nyla Rose, yep. I hope they give a mic to Nyla Rose. She's terrific.
I know.
I found your candlestick, bitch. I eat bitches like you for breakfast. Anyways, that's it for what is this, News Brief? Thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later, bitch. All right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.